The ruling party's National Executive Committee has addressed the media on the outcomes of their meeting on the economy. And while Minister Mboweni's growth plan was discussed, it was never outright rejected or endorsed. That plan does, however, largely draw on existing policies and the National Development Plan, which the NEC says will be implemented to help grow the ailing economy and create jobs. Political analyst Ralph Matecha joins us on the line now with his reading of the stance the top six have opted for on this matter. Thanks so much, Ralph, for joining us this evening. So, as I say, we've had the unveiling of this economic stimulus plan as promised by the ANC today. It looks for the most part to be a repetition of the list of priorities that has been outlined in 2011's NDP. So has anything really different emerged this time round?
Well, good evening to your viewers. I think that this ANC-NEC must have been a very tense one, given what one can say was almost a standoff of key constituencies, key role players, that is the alliance partners, going into this NEC meeting. And they came out, they did not deal with that Mboweni document, as you correctly say. Mm-hmm. And that document is very much specific about certain things that needs to be done. And I think the NEC repeated their general commitment, as you correctly stated, about dealing with your state-owned entities and selling SAA, some part of SAA, to the private sector and so forth. It doesn't spell out anything that will be happening specifically. And for me, it would have been better had they reflected on what I thought was much more specific approach that was taken by National Treasury. And for me, the reason why they are being evasive on the Treasury document, the Mboweni document, is because it is clearly because of the political tension around this. And the ANC Secretary General, Mr. Magashule, used the word consensus, and I thought it was very interesting and quite telling, because for me, what we are seeing is the absence of consensus within the ANC about the policy direction and also within the tripartite alliance.
Okay, so the mentioning of the central ideas, outlined by the economic reform paper issued by the finance minister, not really sufficing. Let's get into some of the nitty-gritty here, because what it has spoken to, Ralph, is the strengthening of network industries and the introduction of a more competitive economy as well. What exactly are we looking at there? Because what the markets are after right now are concrete implementation strategies to be outlined.
I mean, I've had repeatedly commitment to implementation, commitment to execution, but I also think that the NC is not being very much specific here. I mean, when you talk about, there was an outcry, as it is always the case when you listen to the NC, they worry about monopolies, they repeat them over and over, they want to change the structure of the economy and so forth. And I mean, you are right that the markets will be asking, we need something more specific. We need to know 12 months down the line what one can really expect. The NC is still at an abstract level when it comes to reflecting on this.
Yeah.
And that is just not satisfactory. Most of the times one talks to, rating agencies and so forth. I get to have open discussions with those rating agencies. What people are asking usually is, people are asking, what are the specific measures that might be taken in relation to Eskom in the next 6 months or 12 months or so, because it is becoming a fiscal crisis. And to say that we are going to consider Eskom's fiscal situation, what does that mean? Because everybody knows it is a crisis. So it is again showing that the NC cannot get on that consensus. And I hope they go and together with the alliance partners have a consensus on some of the concrete proposals that came out in that Mboweni document.
They talk about strategic economic partners coming through or being looked for, sought after for some of these state-owned enterprises, top of the list, enterprises like SAA, Eskom and Denel as well. Do you see, partners being quite apparent here? Because I was chatting to Carol Payton just a short while ago, and she highlighted that any stake that is, put on the table would be a minority one, and whether there'd be an eagerness to delve into these, sinking ships on that basis is another question altogether.
The reality is that the risks are too high for any partner from the private sector. Imagine if you want to invest in Eskom and you don't have a controlling stake, you are a private partner. And the reason why Eskom is where it is because of the management style and perhaps the manner in which it is even constituted as a corporation, as an organization. And if you cannot touch on those things as a partner, if you cannot talk about restructuring of the Eskom, perhaps even the management or the ownership structure. If you cannot talk about those things, it actually increases the risk premium on you investing into that. So I don't think there will be any partners who will just be coming because of government guarantees in case of failure and so forth. People want to see this organization change their direction, change their ownership structure in a manner that they can be more competitive. So I think people, the market will find this talk still lacking in terms of specifics.
Yeah. You know, when we're looking at also the modernization of network industries such as energy, transport and telecommunications, making them more cost competitive, Ralph, budget is key to actually driving any implementation on any front here. How telling are you expecting the midterm budget policy statement to be at the end of this month?
I mean, the minister has already been sending us messages. I mean, Minister Tito Mboweni, I mean, it doesn't get much more telling than that. He has been indicating that the deficit actually could be higher than we seem to be anticipating and so forth. So there is just this fiscal pressure. And imagine we are going to have a problem with the deficit, and yet we are not reforming our way of doing things. We don't have any package on what we are going to do with SOEs. There isn't anything immediate. That is one of the things that actually drive us into this crisis of confidence, because actually the rating agencies and investors will be looking at us and will be saying that, fine, they are pushing it further on the deficit, but they are not going to do anything differently in the actually the manner in which they run state-owned entities, which are becoming, I would say, the deficit can easily be attributed now directly to state-owned entities. So it is just a crisis of confidence. We are not coming out clear. And Mr. Makhashule, when he spoke about that consensus, I hope he takes this thing seriously. He goes out as the Secretary General of the ANC and seek clear consensus on some of the specifics that needs to be done here. Unless otherwise, we are going to be in this crisis of confidence for a while.
Absolutely. We need to see movement beyond just the rhetoric. Thanks so much, Ralph, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, political analyst Ralph Matecha.